mystery guest.
Hi, Alan.
Oh, hello. You referred to me as Alan. Have we spoken before?
Yes.
Okay. Do you repair something?
No.
Do you sell something?
No.
When we met, did we get on like a house on fire?
Maybe.
Okay. Did you think to yourself when we met, wow, that guy is just so charismatic, I'd like to spend more time with him? Was that your overriding feeling when we left?
Maybe.
Okay, I've stopped no closer. I need you to say a few more words. I need to explain what you do. So, did you say you did sell something? Do you retail something?
No.
You don't sell anything? And you repair something?
No.
No. You're an expert in some kind of... You're a gifted person in something.
Yes.
You're a gifted person and you help people.
Yes.
You are an expert therapist.
Maybe.
You're a therapist and you help people with any emotional issues they may have, and you can do it online.
Maybe.
I'm not any closer. I know you're a therapist. Is your therapy a particular specialty, or do you do all kinds of human problems?
How can I say this without giving it away? Ask me another question.
Anyone comes in and you help them, or do they need generally a specific amount of problems?
Anyone.
Oh, okay. Do you go to their home?
Yes.
Normally you'd go to someone's home.
Yes.
Okay. Okay. You're not a trainer. You don't work with animals.
No.
You are an expert in making their home more peaceful.
Yes.
Okay. You are a feng shui genius. Yay! And someone who does that other bit of tidying where your house looks immaculate.
Yes.
Okay. I'm not going to be able to remember the name from my memory bank. So give me your name and what you do in the name of the business. Go for it.
I'm Ali J. Rennie and I'm a feng shui consultant.
Of course you are, Ali. And we've discussed, do you know why I said that? Because I discussed with you in some detail how I should say feng shui, didn't I?
Yes.
Yes, and it's all coming back to me now. What a great mystery guest. Now, talk to me about all things feng shui. Do you do a feng shui now as people walk a phone around the house?
Yes. Well, it's on...
You can stop doing the short answers now. You can do the more rapacious ones. Does it work? Do people quite like the fact that they can access you quickly?
They do. And to be honest, it's on Zoom. There's a lot of preparation which they do in advance of actually before the consultation. They send me pictures. They talk about what issues they want to change in their home and their environment. And to me, it's pretty obvious, but it might not be to them.
I'm wondering here, I'm sitting here thinking that this is, and you know, I don't mean this lightly because COVID has been a nightmare.
Mm.
Your business lends itself perfectly to people walking around their home with a video link.
Yes.
And so do you think that that's something you're obviously going to continue? Because that must be a lot more efficient than driving all the way to someone's house.
Do you know what? It's interesting, isn't it? So it means they can go global.
Yes. And have you gone global?
Yes.
Okay, what's the furthest you've gone to look through someone's home?
So there's a lady I'm talking to in America. She's always been into feng shui. There's a lot of books out there, but there's a lot of confusion. And I think because I trained many years ago, I find it quite straightforward. And, you know, there's so many different forms of feng shui. And there's a lot of support online, which you can read. But it's just knowing which authors are quite good.
Agreed. And also, there's such a volume of work out there that you don't know where to start. And I think a lot of people start with something. They want to get into it straight away. Ali, we've got to go. You've been a lovely mystery guest. Ali J. Rennie there, feng shui coach. You can find her. She lives in Warsash. Thank you for joining me on the show. One thing that always seems to be wrong in someone's home, the most common thing that you see in someone's home to finish, that you say to them, let's change that. What is it, do you think?
You know when you walk through the front door and there's shoes everywhere?
Get rid of them.
Put them in the cupboard.
Thank you. You've got to come and see my kids. Thank you, Ali. Have a good day.
Take care, Eileen. Bye.
Available for your home. I can do loads of